It's something with their clothes.
Monday, wash day?
Yeah, they usually, I don't know why would it be Monday. But
I don't
anyway,
know.
But then I'd always...
Well, they'd always change their clothes on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And that'd be all those dirty clothes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And that'd be what you'd... You knew what she's going to do on Monday, get those dirty clothes washed up.
Well, then after they washed them, how would they get the wrinkles out?
Oh, we had one of these, I had three or four old irons that we'd set on the stove or stand them up by the fireplace in the winter time, and
uh-huh.
we'd set those there and had us a table to iron on close to this fire. And we'd heat the irons by the fire and then take it out.
Oh.
And the iron with that lid got cold.
Oh.
Then we'd take it to the fire and change it and get a hot one. We usually had three or four irons.
Yeah.
So we could keep going all the time.
Mm.
And it took quite a little while to do iron a washing.
Had to build a homemade wooden cradle to put the baby in.
Oh,
yeah. I come pretty near burning up one. I burnt two fingers
off. Is that what happened?
2 months and a half old.
Oh.
Fire popped out.
In
they,
your cradle?
Yeah.
And he had his mother had a, what'd they call it, a fly.
A mosquito bar.
Mm-hmm. That she spread over there.
Mm-hmm.
And
she had it pretty close to fire. It was a cool day. And this spark of fire come out, or popped out of the fire. And got in this mosquito bar and got it afar. And of course, I was just 2 months and a half old and didn't take too much burning to burn a kid that small.
Well, I guess the smoke
was... I was always a pretty bad kid to cry anyway, and she heard me crying, but she never thought until I went to screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went screaming, she run in there and I was afar.
That's terrible.
I had this mosquito bar up around these two fingers.
You can't believe it could have been so dangerous.
Oh, sure.
Terrible. Well, now on the houses on those days, did they have porches? I think you said you had one on this house. Did they have porches on the houses?
Mm-hmm. Nearly everybody in all later years, as the years came and went, why they'd build a little porch, and then they got to building it plumb across the house. And
putting hallways between
yes,
the two rooms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd make the house cooler with the hallway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they'd have a hallway connecting the,
with the two rooms.
Oh, I see.
They'd have one room on this end of the the house plan, then one over here. And then the hallway between, and that wouldn't be screened or anything. And there's a cool breeze going through that nearly all the time. Even though it was a hot day, you'd get in the hallway of the house and it's pretty cool.
When they get through, let's take her down by this old house is still standing that this old lady swept her tracks out.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it on the road toward Paul's?
Well
it's down south a little bit.
On the top of the house, what would the what material would they use to cover the top?
Well, they made the boards.
Uh-huh.
If you wanted a new house, why, you'd have your boards made before you started the house, I reckon.
Sure.
And have it ready, the cover ready to put on when you got the...
Oh.
Lots of them back then was log houses, but then they made the boards out of...
But you couldn't... money was scarce.
Uh-huh.
And material was scarce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now, but do they still call that the roof like they do now? I mean, the top of the house. They
used to call it then clapboard fashion.
Yeah.
Oh, they did? Is that
I think the clapboard was a big wide plank, wasn't it?
Well, more than the boards.
And they'd put them across the house. And then they'd come back with another layer and put one over each crack, because it'd season, you know, and open out.
Mm-hmm.